Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: knowing about God or knowing God. Chapter 7. God's purpose is for a Christian to have Christ as the unique master or guide of his or her life. With the purpose of extending further what was mentioned in the previous chapters, that the teaching in the New Covenant is vastly different from any other covenant or education on earth, we would like to finalize the subject by still referring to a few words uttered directly by the Lord Jesus Christ while he was in the flesh on earth, as follows. Matthew 23:8-10. But you, do not be called Rabbi, Master, for one is your teacher, Master, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your Father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, masters or guides, for one is your teacher, master or guide, the Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ, as quoted several times previously and announced in the New Covenant, is the only mediator between the people and God. However, the Lord Jesus Christ has also been established by God to be the only master of the life of those who receive the New Covenant. According to the scriptures, no one has to adhere to the new covenant of life, for it is presented to the world as an offer or gift to be accepted voluntarily. However, if someone receives it, it is also vital to know one of its core principles that declares that only one is your master and only one is your guide, or leader, namely, the Christ, the only mediator recognized by God in the new covenant. The Lord Jesus Christ did not inspire others to say the words of Matthew 28:8-9, but he himself, as the only teacher or master of the children of God, is the one who pronounced them clearly to his disciples and to those who want to follow him. The characteristics of the new covenant surely cover the possibility of people teaching one another on several specific areas of knowledge and the scriptures. However, this possibility does not authorize, on the part of the Lord, any people to be constituted or to constitute themselves as masters, guides, or leaders of other people's lives or even their own life. A good mathematics teacher, for instance, may be very beneficial for learners so that they correctly assimilate the working principles of mathematics. However, before God, the condition of being a good teacher does not confer or bestows to a person the right to be constituted as master of the life of the students in order to designate their ways of life. A teacher, assessor, or professional in a specific segment should always be seen as an instructor of the subjects of a particular portion, for before God, none of them will ever be called to be the general master of the life of a Christian or the personal decisions that each one needs to make. Searching for information with instructors, teachers, masters, doctors, or professionals in specific areas is very different from putting oneself in the position in which they become the masters of the direction and decisions of a person. This last position, according to the instruction of Christ, should be sought by every individual in the eternal Lord. The children of God, ultimately, receive the instructions of the practical application of the knowledge in their lives from the Heavenly Father and the Lord Jesus Christ through the Spirit of the Lord, who has been bestowed by the Eternal Lord to dwell in the heart of each person who receives Christ into his or her life. John 14:26. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things, and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. Proverbs 16:1-9. The preparations of the heart belong to man, but the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are pure in his own eyes, but the Lord weighs the spirits. Commit your works to the Lord, and your thoughts will be established. The Lord has made all for himself, yes, even the wicked for the day of doom. Everyone proud in heart is an abomination to the Lord, though they join forces, none will go unpunished. In mercy and truth atonement is provided for iniquity, and by the fear of the Lord one departs from evil. When a man's ways please the Lord, he makes even his enemies to be at peace with him. Better is a little with righteousness, than vast revenues without justice. A man's heart plans his way, but the Lord directs his steps. A person may be acting in accordance with the will of God and be, for example, a chief or supervisor of a department of a company or even of the whole company. However, before God, a leading position does not make one the chief of the life of the people under one's partial supervision, nor does it give one the right to seek to determine what others should do or believe in the most diverse aspects of life. A leader in some sphere of activity may have been appropriately established in that sphere, may have been placed in this position to watch over the correct functioning of all parts involved in these spheres, including people, but this, in the eyes of God and in the light of the new covenant, does not and will never authorize him or her to try to be the head of people's life. The goal is not to extend this subject very much at this point, but on the other hand, it is also interesting to observe how many people tend to transfer the decisions of their life to others to be guided by them and not by the Lord, as well as it is also interesting to see how always arise some of those who like to try to be the guides of the life of others, despite the Lord saying that they should not do so. As mentioned earlier, the Lord Jesus Christ, as the unique master of a Christian's life, in addition to teaching a Christian according to the Scriptures through the Holy Spirit in one's heart, may also choose to teach some aspects to people through others or from the wonders of the creation. However, the fact that persons are called to cooperate with the one eternal Master does not make them, in the eyes of God, masters of the life of their fellow men. Just like when parents send their children to schools to be taught by teachers, and this does not make the teachers the parents of the students, so Christ grants cooperative gifts for teaching and gives people some tasks to teach each other, but never under the idea that this would be a way of transforming those who have been given the opportunity to teach into masters of the lives of other people. The fact that Christ bestowed gifts of apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and masters to cooperate with him at the beginning of the revelation of the Christian faith has never transformed those who have received and exercised these gifts as a foundation, apostles, masters, or leaders of the Christians' lives. They were only sent by Christ to a particular service and as fellow workers of the unique shepherd, apostle, teacher, and guide of the life of all Christians, as well as the only foundation on which a Christian should build his or her life. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:18-20. And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he may have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him all the fullness should dwell, and by him to reconcile all things to himself, by him, whether things on earth or things in heaven, having made peace through the blood of his cross. 1 Corinthians 4:1. Let a man so consider us, as servants of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. In the same way, also the psalmist of the beautiful Psalm 23 already declared that, first of all, the Lord himself was the one who guided, sustained, and taught him in his life. Finally, for those who seek to live the Christian life in accordance with the will of God or those who want to study and to know the Christian concept of teaching others, we return to the thought of the way of life and teaching of the new covenant, in which an individual may even learn from others about God and the Scriptures, and this can be very useful to some extent. However, the actual knowledge of God and God's personal direction for life comes primarily from personal experience of life of an individual with the eternal Lord. According to the Scriptures about the new covenant, God wants to personally and directly participate in the teaching or education of each of his children. And so, The whole approach to the scriptures and the various subjects of life is quite distinct when it is carried out under the continuous and personal instruction of the Lord Jesus Christ through His Holy Spirit. God Himself, through a relationship with each of His children, presents Himself available to provide the fundamental teaching, instruction, and direction so that, in Christ, each of them may also grow in the eternal life granted by the heavenly grace of the Lord. 1 Peter 5:10. But may the God of all grace, who called us to His eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. John 17:3. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom you have sent. Therefore, Psalms 27:7-8. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy also upon me, and answer me. When you said, Seek my face, my heart said to you, Your face, Lord, I will seek. Hebrews 8:10-11. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. Final greetings. Psalms 146:10. The Lord shall reign forever. Your God, O Zion, to all generations. Praise the Lord. Revelation 14:7. Worship Him who made heaven and earth, the sea, and springs of water. The texts narrated in this audio are posted at www.zoominchristianlife.org. Greetings of peace, which is in the Lord Jesus Christ.